This is a waived parole hearing for Ricky Lee Simpson, ADC number 75040. Mr. Simpson is being heard today, although he has waived his presence at this hearing, is being heard for a general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, for which he became eligible on February 22, 2016. Board members conducting this hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Simpson is 61 years old, and he's serving 10 years for the crime of attempted molestation of a child for which dangerous crime against children was cited. He has previously expired a dangerous drug sentence for 6 years and an attempted molestation of a child, again, dangerous crimes against children, for 10 years. And as I said, those are expired. Mr. Simpson has a sentence end date of February 21st, 2021. The crimes occurred in 1987. He was convicted by Alford plea on July 5th, 1989, and sentenced on August 28th, 1989. He did appeal his conviction, but his conviction was affirmed on June 21st, 1990. Mr. Simpson's criminal history dates to 1986 with a DWI in Texas for which he was fined, 1987 another DWI in Texas for which he received probation, a DWI in California later that year for which he received probation, a 1988 conviction for dangerous drugs for sale for which he received 6 years in prison. In addition to those, he has the instant offenses. Also, there were, in 2005 and 2008, sexual assault charges, which were rated a felony, and those are from Arkansas, although the record does not indicate that those were resolved. Mr. Simpson has a good discipline history in prison. He has no major violations. And his last discipline was way back in 1999 for selling and trading, and he received informal resolution on that. This is his ninth hearing before the board, with previous hearings resulting in denial. There are no letters of support. There are no letters from the victim. I know no victim representatives or supporters here today in the hearing room. There is a letter from the county attorney dated February 13th, 2019, and that letter it lays out the crime in a very lengthy fashion. I will just summarize and just say the letter, it says, quote, "Mr. Simpson is a repetitive child molester. He molested his stepson, victim A, and his nephew, victim B, during the summer of 1987. And these were incidences where Mr. Simpson would touch the children while they were sleeping, and that gradually escalated to forcing them to perform oral sex, and it continued on from there. Mr. Simpson has completed Thinking for a Change, Functional Ed, and GED while in prison. However, I would note that he has not completed any sex offender treatment. In addition, he was not participating with the CO3 and did not want to be appear before the board because he is choosing to wait for his sentence ending date. I would also note that because of his continued probation, his violations, he has gotten his lifetime probation revoked, and so when he is released, he will have no supervision. Based on all of these facts, I do not see Mr. Simpson as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would listen to any additional input that board members want to get on the record. Okay, hearing no input, I'm going to make a motion to deny general parole home arrest or absolute discharge to Ricky Simpson, and based on the year of the crime, I'm going to request a warrant to set off. And that's my motion.
Seconded.
Seconded, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Release type denied is 412A, 411, and home arrest. Reasons for denial. I'm going to say serious and violent offense because these were very young, young boys. And he definitely committed serious offenses at them. Serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, multiple victims. I'm going to say serious bodily injury because of the touching and the sex that was requested of these boys. I'm going to say prior criminal history and violated previous probation and parole. I will not check institutional behavior because his behavior has been very good. Poor no release plan. He chose not to participate in developing a release plan. And no family or community support system. Do board members see anything else that should be indicated on this one? If not, then this concludes this hearing for Mr. Ricky Simpson, ADC number 75040.